Welcome to Ain't Slayed Nobody. This is an actual play podcast intended for adults and may contain material that some people find disturbing. Please see the episode notes for content warnings and listen with care. Welcome to Push the Roll, a low-prep, dialogue-only actual play series that incorporates ideas from our Patreon posse into the game as the story develops. Join up at patreon.com/aintslayed to contribute and enjoy the madness.
So this takes place in the present day on Roanoke Island, and the links that we've been given by our wonderful Patreon backers is that the characters are all somehow involved with underwater welding and maybe creating art. So I think we've decided that there is this artwork that is being created on the island. Ross, you're our local expert, so let me know if this is completely wrong, but from the pictures I've seen, Roanoke Island Festival Park is right on the water.
Yes, it is, Scott. It's right on the Shallowback Bay. It looks out over the water.
So would it make sense then to have the artwork in the bay just off the park?
It would. Either, yes, sunk on the far side of it, where it could be viewed during performances by the North Carolina School of the Arts jazz band, perhaps, on the lawn there. It might be tough to have it in the bay itself, where it might puncture the hull of yachts and sailboats, but...
Well, that's just an added bonus.
Right. It's both an artwork and a fun challenge.
I'm just now imagining like dozens of city council meetings about this artwork.
Look, we all agree it's beautiful, but...
And also it sounds like the island's quite quiet in the off-season.
Very much so.
If we say that this is taking place, say, about February time, so it's a nice quiet time for you to be installing and completing the artwork there in the water. So, do you want to perhaps introduce your characters? Because it sounds like you all know each other and have a working relationship. And we'll launch into a bit about what the artwork is and what it's meant to represent.
Yeah, should we start with the art itself and then we can kind of build around it?
Sure. Ross, then, as Alden is our artist, do you want to tell us a bit about what it is that you've created there?
So much on Roanoke pays homage to the history of the colony. But, of course, in recent times, we're kind of expanding our notion of that time period. And there's lots of things named after Virginia and Ananias Dare, after Sir Walter Raleigh and Elizabeth I. So the city council's come together and contracted this artwork that will sit out in the sound between the islands, and it will be an image of Manteo and Wankees, the two Native Americans who returned to England with some of the first explorers, and they will be flanking a white doe, and they're sort of rising out of the water, standing vigil over their homeland.
Nice.
This is going to be an expensive weld, I can tell. Mm-hmm. Your name was Alden Tillett, is that?
That's right.
So do you want to tell us a bit about Alden then?
Alden comes from a family that's been here for a really long time. Most of his family work in local contracting or commercial fishing. But he went off to school in Cullowhee, North Carolina, and got a degree in metalwork, got a Bachelor of Fine Arts, and came back. And during the tourist season, he runs the kind of shop where you'd go and buy local trinkets and things. You can buy all sorts of metalworked lighthouses and lamps and sand dollars and ponies and all these sorts of things. And when he's not doing that, he's taking commissions like this. So he made like a sundial for the town square and fabricated some statues to go in the Elizabethan gardens. But this is the largest commission that maybe he's done locally. But yeah, a local boy who's maybe a little bit crunchier than most of the folks around here.
Nice. Okay, so who is actually working on creating this artwork? Who is your welding crew who are actually putting this together?
Yeah, so I'm playing Harvey Daniels, but everyone calls me Harvey Danger ever since the song Flagpole Sitta came out.
Fucking who?
I grew up in Norfolk, Virginia, and I've always been interested in working with my hands, not so much into the books, but I had a really good SAT score. I got into University of Virginia, but I turned that down to go to trade school and become a welder. And I even created my own business in Suffolk, Virginia, called Weld Actually, but business just was really slow. So I started to read up on Google and found that there's a lot of money in underwater welding. So I've taken one scuba class and I've joined up with this other asshole and we're going to do some underwater welding. I'm pretty excited about it.
Can I murder Cup's character now?
I'm kind of an average height guy, but with real broad shoulders. I have burn marks kind of up and down my hands and arms from bad welds. And, you know, I'm pretty easy to get along with if you ask me.
And nobody ever does.
And how about Billy?
Billy Ball comes from Aberdeen. He worked on the rigs, as most of his family did. And after a fairly, well, bad underwater painting incident, he decided to move to Bermuda, where, you know, as an ex-colony, is an easy place to get residency. So he didn't need to, you know, go through the sort of disciplinary trial for that. And picked up welding while he was there, using his deep-sea diving skills. He took well to it. But he's not great at welding. He's just very enthusiastic. But he does think of himself as a bit of an artist. So he kind of looks down on proper artists because they don't really have the techniques involved to produce higher quality art. So that's Billy in a nutshell.
So I can't dive and you can't weld, but together we make a really nice team.
Exactly.
And finally, what is Robin's role in this whole thing?
Robin Erickson is the environmentalist on the team, making sure that the installation doesn't affect the local wildlife and climate. Robin is pretty tall, about 6'1", so she sort of towers over everybody else in this group, which she enjoys very, very much, to be completely honest. She's got sort of long red hair that she pulls back in a ponytail and very piercing blue eyes. And she's very, very tan because she spends most of her time outside, always wearing loose Hawaiian shirts and jeans. And she's very, well, cynical and cranky because she's studied all of this stuff and she's been an environmental activist since she was a teenager because her parents were hippies. And she just sees everything going to hell in a handbasket. And so she doesn't actually believe that anybody's going to listen to any of her recommendations. She's just along for the paycheck. And also if she sees someone spilling oil into the water or destroying any local fish, she might have something to say about it.
Sure, we'll get along.
Oh, yes.
And before we launch into the opening scene, we did get a list of items suggested by the listeners.
I mean, obviously, whistle is calling to me. It's more like one of those Aztec death whistles.
Oh, no.
Like a lucky charm that I found.
I think I'll probably take the bag of shells.
I've got a compass.
I mean, how can I avoid that picnic basket?
Yeah.
Work up an appetite overseeing an undersea build.
Okay, so it is a fairly cool February morning, and you're getting ready to start work out there on the statue. And I think let's start off with Robin perhaps actually having got there a bit ahead of everyone else. At this stage, the statue is close to completion, but not quite there yet. But as you take a look just doing your rounds on the morning, you notice that the statue doesn't look quite as it did the last time you checked on it. It does look like a few bits have maybe fallen off. The two men were supposed to be, what, shaking hands, holding hands, or both touching the deer?
Yeah. Both, let's say both touching the deer.
So where their arms were supposed to have touched the deer, it looks like both their arms have fallen off. And there is this iridescent sheen across the surface of the water that looks a bit like an oil slick, but not quite. There's something about it that maybe looks a bit closer to something metallic. Maybe it even puts your mind to mercury. Except it couldn't possibly be mercury over the surface of the water.
Well, whatever it is, it's a contamination, and this is not what was agreed to when the paperwork was filed with the EPA. And I definitely did not sign off on this. And so I'm going to take pictures of the statue with my phone and also take pictures of the water. And then if I've got, I assume as an environmentalist, I've got a sampling kit. So I'm going to try and take a sample of whatever that sheen is, if it's close enough to shore.
I'm assuming that if you're going to be checking up on it, you probably have access to some kind of boat or canoe or something like that to get yourself out there.
I would assume so.
A swan boat?
Maybe not. So, yeah, you take the canoe out there to where you can see the sheen and grab some samples. Again, there's something about the smell of it. It does smell metallic. And you get the sample into your the container, and it feels a bit odd. It feels heavy for a start. And, yeah, there's something about the way that the light is refracting through it as you hold it up and reflecting off it in places that's very peculiar. You've not seen anything like this before.
Do I see any signs of dead fish or algae or anything of that sort in the immediate area that would tell me if this is actively harmful at the moment?
Give me a spot hidden roll.
68. Nope, that's a fail.
You look around and it's a bit difficult to see at the moment because there is the sheen on the water. There may be dead fish, but if so, they haven't floated up to the surface. You can't really see too much under the surface at the moment. Maybe as the sun comes up a bit more and it's not being reflected off the surface of the water more, it might be better. But at the moment, yeah, you're not really seeing much.
I'm going to be grumbling to myself. I don't like these kinds of jobs in general, because usually it's a bunch of people who have no idea what they're doing that I'm supposed to somehow get work done around. And it looks like maybe whoever the artist is maybe was trying to reforge part of it before it got installed and knocked it, like spilled it in the water when it didn't go well or something. And we're going to have a very serious talk about this because this is not acceptable.
Speaking of people who don't know what they're doing, this is a good time for Billy and Harvey to arrive.
Robin will probably just hear the scream of the death whistle as Billy and Harvey roll onto the site, probably in a pickup truck, before they get into the boat.
Well, you fucking stop that. Jesus Christ.
It's pretty cool, Billy. You want to try it?
No, you fucking slabbered all over it. Why do I want to touch it? Jesus.
Shit, Billy Robin's already here.
Well, you can see that not only is Robin out there on the water by the statue, but the statue does seem to have been damaged overnight. You can see that the last bit of work that you did putting the arms on, yeah, those arms aren't there anymore.
Oh my God, Billy, did you make a bad weld? What the? Look at that shit.
No, I did all right, I think. I spot welded that on.
Oh, shit. I told you to stick to the water and I was going to do the stuff. Oh, my God.
I was trying to put like some hatching on the side of it with the welding torch.
No, it looked good. It just, the structure's not sound. They're not going to pay us more for this. This is going to take fucking 2 days.
Look, just say it's like saltwater degradation, is it? Aye, something like that.
Robin knows. I don't know that shit. Listen, fuck. Maybe we could say this was an artistic choice. Look, I'll talk to Alden. I'll tell him, like, the missing arms is symbolic, and then he'll fill in the history.
Aye, that's fine. Cool.
Yeah.
Do that, then.
All right. Whatever requires the least amount of work.
This is what happens when you have to give contracts to the lowest bidder.
To the former owner of Welds, actually.
Former owner?
Yeah. Well, it went out of business. So we'll be looking for Alden, too, I imagine, if he's supposed to be here to talk about the issues.
Well, I think at the very least, you can give him a quick call.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Billy, you want to ring up Alden and let him know what the fuck's going on so he can get out here and make a decision?
Rock, paper, scissors, do it.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Right. One, two, three, shoot. All right, I'll call him.
Right.
Oh, wait, loser calls him. You call him.
What?
Oh,
shit. Right, I'll dial out Alden.
I love the fact that for an audio medium, you have actually played rock, paper, scissors.
We're method actors, Scott.
We can confirm. Yeah. Alden's phone answers when you call after too many rings, and you just hear like a jazz fusion playing, like, and it's like, hold on. And as he like cranks down the volumes, like, oh, hey, yeah, Billy, what's up?
All right, Alden, my man. We've got a wee bit of a problem down here with your statue.
Oh, I'm sorry. The heads are on their way. I was about to swing by, drop those off, so you can just weld those on, so as long as we're ahead of schedule. I got the dang city council breathing down my neck. County commissioners are about to shit a brick over this thing. They want it done by season start.
Right, well, did you ship the arms as well? We don't have the arms down here.
Didn't you put on the arms this weekend?
Yeah, but they kind of fell off.
hold on. Back up. Please tell me I hallucinated what you just said.
Look, you gave us some mock-ups of the arms to try out, just spot weld them on, and to see how they look when the sun comes down, you know, the silhouette and that. And, you know, we're waiting for the real ones to show up. We've taken them ones off again.
Billy, those were the completed arms. I fabricated those here in studio. I don't have other arms just sitting around.
Do you mean like other people fabricated them for you to your vision?
I'm doing this stuff personally, okay? I've got a vested interest in this project. The arms are sort of the keystone of the whole project. If their arms aren't touching the deer, then it doesn't create the flow of these two cultures intersecting. Okay, look, I'm coming down.
Right, okay. Right, well, we'll put them back on. That's right. Well, do you want them caressing or touching or massaging? I mean, there's some wiggle room here.
Look, it's neither a massage. It's not a grace. It's a firm yet gentle touch on the deer.
Right. A caress.
I'm coming down. Beep.
Right. He's coming down, Harvey. It's all right.
Yeah, Harvey was trying to show Billy like a Waffle House fight on his phone while he was talking to Alden.
Meanwhile, Robin has gotten back to shore and is zipping up her coat because it's a bit chilly in February and probably pretty gray as well, and is just stomping over with her size 80 to the two nitwits who she's already had to deal with for several days.
I'm just rolling up my window as she comes along.
And Harvey's rolling his down because he just lit a cigarette. Oh, shit. Here comes trouble, Billy.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Robin.
She's going to hold up the sample container with the metallic sort of substance. Mm. We signed off on 90% recycled materials. Mm. This is not a recyclable material.
You start your spiel and you pull the vial out to show them this. And there's nothing in it. And you can see that the bottom of the container seems to have rotted away a bit. And you're now waving this empty container at them.
So I then turn the container upside down to show them where whatever it was ate through it.
Hmm.
That was not a recyclable material.
Isn't it just steel, Billy?
Whatever you nitwits did over the weekend, you did it badly enough that it's in the water. Who knows what damage it's doing to the fish out there?
It's just metal.
My God, we get dolphin colonies coming through in a month. Do you know what damage this could do to our local ecosystem?
No.
No.
Why don't you tell us?
Yeah, that's not our shit, though. We've been sabotaged. I thought maybe you did this, to be perfectly frank.
I just start looming with my 80 size.
Yeah, Harvey holds the death whistle up like a crucifix. Listen, Robin, I swear to God, it was just metal. We didn't do anything corrosive, did we, Billy? Maybe Alden put some fucking varnish or something on this shit when we weren't here. You know, he's all kind of...
Could have patinated the metal somehow. You know what these artists are like, they just pick stuff. I mean, if you piss on it, it'll grow like algae more as well. I've learned that. The ammonia.
You what?
And I just piss on it and it, you know, you get
the
a nice
fuck
green.
Are you talking about?
It's artist stuff, Harvey.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really into the arts. I don't know, Robin. This isn't our shit. You've seen our materials. You checked them out yourself. It's basic what we're doing here. We haven't even painted the fucking thing yet.
Are we painting it?
Well, I'm not painting it, but Alden will probably be out there.
Someone substituted a non-regulation material into what I approved. Because normal metal doesn't do this. And she holds up the container with the destroyed bottom again. Also, where the fuck is Alden?
At this point, you hear the crunch of wheels on shells and stone as a pickup truck pulls into the side of the parking lot of the festival park with some like rust damage on the bottom. And you could see a coexist bumper sticker, a buy local bumper sticker, a tail of the whale. I got my crabs at Dirty Dicks. Lots of bumper stickers. And nice. Pops out with a little bundle in his hand. And you're looking at a guy in a tie-dye shirt with a big whale tail on it. Goatee, baseball cap, cargo shorts, which in Manio is like pretty standard issue. He comes like hustling over with a basket slung over his shoulders like, I got pimento sandwiches.
Ooh.
Again with the fucking pimento? What is this, the fucking Masters tournament? Listen, Alden, did you fuck with the statue on Sunday?
What? No. I mean, I came down to just check on the progress, but no, I didn't screw with anything.
Did it have arms when you were here?
Yes, Robin, it had arms, okay? And if all goes according to plan, it's going to have this as well. And I sort of unwrap a stylized human head done in alloy steel, kind of wrapped up in a little bundle.
That looks really nice. Yeah.
Is that a tinfoil? Jesus.
Yeah.
Billy, they said don't criticize the art.
Right.
Someone disarmed your statue.
Oh, my Lord. And I'm taking a look out there like, okay, y'all, we got a vandal. We got a vandal.
Yes.
Yeah.
At this point, I've put on a KN95 mask and I've passed them out to the others. We don't know if whatever it is that is out on the water or ate through my containers, my science grade laboratory containers, it could be in the air. You don't want to be breathing this shit. You fuckers have already messed up the climate as it is. Already breathing all sorts of bullshit.
I'll take a deep, really deep breath and taste the air. Seems all right.
Give me a spot hidden roll.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
While he's tasting the air, Harvey wiped his mouth with the mask and put it in his pocket.
Oh, well, I actually passed 30 against 40.
Maybe it's just the power of suggestion, but there is a bit of a metallic tang on the air.
I'll grab that mask real fast. It's fine.
You've all seen the city council minutes. It's obvious that this is a sabotage.
Do you actually read the minutes, Harv?
Well, I said you've all seen them. I've heard about them from Billy. They sound shitty, is what I'm saying.
Billy can read?
Well, Billy heard about them from Alden.
Yeah, it's a pub thing.
Yeah, It's like a game of telephone.
Well, yeah, this is either somebody stonewalling us down at the county commissioner's office, or it's just some dipshit kids from Wanchese who want to start some trouble, or maybe it's somebody who's been down on this whole project from the very beginning. He says he's making intense eye contact with Robin.
Look, Robin, Do we have your permission to go retrieve the arms at least?
Do you know where they are?
Well, I hope they're still down there unless some kid got them up on his mantelpiece.
Yeah.
You got to get the arms out of there. If I have to fabricate new arms, it's going to set this project back like 2 weeks.
Shit.
And the budget does not expand for additional time.
Could we just go to like Home Depot and maybe get like some metal and make arms, like just like metal tubes?
We could just use mannequin arms from a shop.
Okay, listen to yourself. So, okay, picture this. I'm a young child gazing out over the sunrise. I'm trying to see at low tide our proud Native American souls out here with the white heart of the Dares rising majestically out of the water. And I see their beautiful heads, their proud torsos, the shiny white luster of the doe, and then two dang PVC arms.
Well, it's gonna. I mean, it's far away. They won't really see it.
That's a good point. It'll be beautiful the way the sun hits it if you just get a little paint on there.
Why don't you two idiots just go see if you can find them?
Yeah, let's do that. Do you think, is the water safe? What is this shit, Robin? Do we need special suits? We've just got our regular shit, obviously. Our wetsuits.
I'm sure you'll be fine, Harv. You won't lose anything that you're actually using.
I think that was an insult.
It's probably just some runoff from a fishing boat. Y'all be fine.
All right. Are you going to go out on the flat bottom boat with us in case there's trouble?
Yes. And Alden is like massaging his temples. Like, yes, I want to see it up close just in case these, whoever done it, like drew their damn initials on it or whatever. God.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we should check some of the local TikToks.
Oh, I, yeah.
Yeah, see if people have been like, you know how the kids do, they grab like the artwork with the arms and start doing dances with them and shit.
Oh, great. Yeah, is the local TikTok trend that's blowing up Manio destroy Alden's life work challenge?
Yeah, exactly. So maybe Billy, you get on the TikTok while we're riding out on the boat.
Well, listen, Alden, maybe people wouldn't be into destroying your work if you weren't going so hard into NFTs lately. And destroying the environment with your fucking stupid non-fungible bullshit.
Look, if you invested early, you'd be singing a different tune, okay? Look, this is value that we get to track, okay? I don't have time to explain this to you, Robin. Either get on board with the future or die in the past, okay?
Alden's on top of that pyramid scheme, so don't mess with this flow.
There's not going to be a future. The way you idiots keep destroying the planet.
Let's just find the fucking arms.
And I just march off towards the boat.
And you can see Alden like opening up his phone and scrolling through a series of like different, like, it's like the Bored Apes, but they're all fish in different, with like a pipe and a top hat and like sunglasses or whatever.
It's the Deep One NFTs. That's
right. Non-fishable tokens.
Uh-huh. Oh, God. Yeah. Nice. Now we have to make some of these. Harvey gives a long look at the water just because he's not comfortable in the water yet. He's working on it. He does have the one dive class that he's taken in a swimming pool.
It's okay. We've talked about this. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I know. I just, you know, my dad was in the Navy and I kind of bullshitted my way into this job using some things I heard him say.
Well, that wasn't smart, was it?
Oh, shit. You interviewed me. I shouldn't have said that. But anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you head out there. And as you get closer, you can see that obviously, yes, the arms are missing, but it doesn't just look like they've fallen off. You can see that there are bits of the surrounding metal where they were attached that seems to have, it looks almost like it's melted. There's a few big holes and there's a number of smaller holes dotted down the structure. And the spreading pool, like I said, of something iridescent across the surface of the water.
Oh, no.
Did you use a cheap alloy?
Well, I used recycled steel alloy like someone insisted on.
Mm.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Jesus. This is Robin. Yes. I can't believe you blamed us for this and you've got some cheap material.
So what happens when you put vegans in charge?
It's not cheap.
Well, it's not inexpensive, but it's cheap.
Excuse me?
This is fucked.
What was that? Mr. Kills the Planet with his 5 cheeseburgers a day?
Look, I need the calories.
Welding's hard work, Robin. He's right.
No. This is scrap steel. It shouldn't be pitted and wrecked like this.
Yeah, these are bad welds, though, Billy. I'm not impressed, I gotta say.
Some of you at least are professionals who've dealt with this kind of thing before, and some of you are chances, but those of you who've got some experience with this kind of thing, if you've got a professional skill role you can think of to try to determine what might have failed here, this might be a good opportunity to make it.
Can I roll my best roll, which is art sculpting?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
And I'm happy to give a welding roll to get my assessment on the arm falling.
Yeah, same.
I don't think my science biology is going to help.
Not yet, no.
Okay, I roll. Oh my god, I still failed it.
Complete fail.
I did pass my welding roll.
We'll get back to Alton in a moment, because obviously you will have the opportunity to spend luck or push if you want, but let's deal with the welding aspect of this first. So Harvey, looking at this, yeah, the pitting and the holes and so on, your first impression might be that, yes, something went wrong with the weld. But looking at it, no, you don't think that's the case. It looks like maybe... It looks almost rusted in places. But obviously that's not possible because, well, stainless steel.
Shit, Billy, I'm sorry. I don't think this is a bad weld. I think that, I don't think kids did this shit either. This is professional. This is, like, maybe they used chemicals to corrode this? I don't even know how that's possible, though.
Well, apology accepted. Let's start there.
Yeah, that was the important part.
Yeah.
What do you think, Alden? Does this...
And Alden can't tell from where he's sitting, so he's going to push, and he's going to go right up to the edge of the boat and really get down in and take a super close look. Here we go.
All right. So, yeah, you're standing on the edge. I mean, this is a fairly large boat, so it's not like the shift in weight is going to topple it over, but you are obviously getting in a bit more of a precarious position here.
And I roll much better that time. And I think that's a hard success.
So looking at this, yeah, you obviously don't get the same metallurgical sense as the welders do. But looking at this, you're fairly certain that from your memory of the bits that you created, the individual parts, that it looks like... Obviously, the entirety of the arms have come away, but it looks like in the process of them coming down, maybe that, I mean, it doesn't seem possible, but it seems almost like maybe bits of them came off and in the process corroded the main bodies. But, I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
That's not possible. What sort of scrap did this place provide? That's like a level of corrosion that shouldn't happen for like years and years. What? I mean, this looks like it was defaced chemically, y'all.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Do you have the receipt for the raw materials?
Back in my studio, I can talk to my scrap supplier, but yeah. I mean, that was kind of the whole point of this, was to take parts from old naval, like retired naval ships, and then use like an instrument of war to create an instrument of brotherhood. All of this is going to be in my artist statement.
Siblinghood. Thank you.
Yes, of course. I apologize. Siblinghood.
Is the deer involved in the siblinghood? Is that part of it?
Is this like a Game of Thrones kind of siblinghood? Is that what you're asking, Billy?
This looks like somebody took like a fucking crop duster and flew over the sculpture and dumped a bunch of chemicals on it. God, this is gonna... We're gonna have to start over. Just getting the arms isn't even gonna be enough, Alden. I don't know what to tell you, man.
Oh, my Lord. Who would go to these lengths to stand in the way of this?
Why would they just chemically remove the arms? Why wouldn't they just melt the whole thing?
Yeah.
They're making a statement. We need to figure it out. It's like a code.
Come on, Billy. This is political, obviously.
I'm taking more pictures up close.
Well, maybe Billy and I can go find some clues under the fucking water. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's looking at the corrosion pattern now that it's been pointed out by the people who sort of kind of semi know what they're doing.
Only in the numbers on our character sheets.
Yes. And she's just shaking her head. Just normally I'd do an acid test on the water with this kind of corrosion, but this is too far up. There's no way the water did this, so I think it's safe for you to go in and have a look, but I don't like it.
Maybe a big wave?
Really? A big wave by the island?
Just, you know, spitballing here.
Can Harvey dip his KN95 mask into the water just to see if it's safe, if it eats through the mask?
Yeah, you dip it into the water and certainly it doesn't eat through immediately. It does absorb some of that metallic color and texture.
Mm.
But it perhaps doesn't look hugely different than if you'd dipped it into an oil slick.
I'll hold it up kind of in the light for everybody. It's adhering to the mask. I don't know what this shit is.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. I'm going to have to take it back to the lab.
I'll hand you the soggy mask.
Nope, not touching that.
It was worth a shot.
The problem is getting any of it back. I put some of it in my sample cases, and they're pretty sturdy, and it ate through them, so...
If that stuff that's slicked up on the surface of the water is, if it has less density than the water itself, it's floating up there. And that means you might be able to dive in a little bit further away, get down below it, and still see if you can find those arms.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Yeah, I think I was reading my diving materials and was going to suggest something very similar. We might need to take the boat out to a different area then, to not go through this sheen.
It doesn't take you long to move outside the area of the sheen. So, yeah, you can get the boat outside the range pretty quickly.
Harvey's very bad at putting on the equipment, so he's going to start that as soon as possible.
All right, if there's anything down there, I want it back. So I'm talking arms and Lord. If you see like a little canister, whatever they use to transport whatever that gunk is, haul that back up in as well, because I'm calling that evidence.
And if you could collect any trash or rubbish you find down there, just as a quick little cleanup while you're down there, that would be great.
Yes, great thinking, Robin. Let's also go in a little Greenpeace mission while we're down there as well.
I mean, might as well.
That's not in my contract.
Yeah, is it you going to pay us extra for this cleanup? Come on, Robin.
Listen, do you want me to put in my report that this was external malice or that it was a couple of contractors trying to get extra money by extending how much time they were spending on the project?
This feels like some kind of extortion.
Yeah, I've got a bad back. Going down for rubbish all the time? No.
I know you're not very good at going down, Billy, but...
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I knew it!
Pub talk again, huh?
Look, if I find a fucking McDonald's cup down there, I'll bring it to you, Robin.
Thank you.
Give me about 45 minutes and I'll have my wetsuit on.
Alden's just sitting there eating a sandwich.
Pimento cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know that stuff is probably toxic, right? They don't regulate all the things that go into it. It's not even cheese. It's just cheese byproduct. What does that even mean?
Rom, you got to live a little at some point.
Not with eating that.
My favorite food groups range between orange and beige, okay?
Ah, so you're English then.
As far as my lineage goes, I'm lucky enough to say I am. Masters of the art of boiling. Ha!
Oh, God. Harvey's just shaking his head. Like, I got to get in the water away from these fucking people.
At least that's quiet. Yeah.
Is Billy going into or just Harv?
I'll go ahead and draw, yeah. I'll go down.
Oh, I need Billy because my diving skills are not great.
By the way, it does seem to be a fairly cool day, even by the time of year. The sky is quite overcast. You can feel that there's a bit of drizzle forming in the air. Not proper rain, but just a light patter. It's that kind of very light drizzle that's not far off being mist.
Visibility below should be fine.
And with that, our two diving professionals are heading down.
Professionals.
Yeah.
Fall backwards off the boat.
Well, Harvey's just going to jump in feet first, facing outward.
Then put his mask on again afterwards.
About how deep would this be, Ross?
Not very deep at all.
Cool. So, yeah, Harvey's a little more comfortable with this than he was in the practice pool.
And so you head down, and it's probably not going to be too difficult to navigate your way there, even if the water isn't 100% clear. You at least have the statue itself as a guide, and so you can head there.
Yeah.
Let's just cut back to the others on the boat first, however.
I don't just have sandwiches. I think I got some grapes in here. You like grapes?
Yes, I like grapes.
The grapes aren't beige, are they?
They're fruit snacks.
Yeah. I toss you Welch's fruit snacks. This is what I've been calling grapes. Says all natural. But level with me here, Rob. Who do you think did this? This is a mal actor, right? This is somebody trying to wreck what we got going on. Is there a conspiracy against me? I mean...
Well, I don't know about you personally, Alden, considering I've known you for exactly 2 weeks. But, I mean, it's entirely possible considering what I've learned about you in these last 2 weeks.
Alden looks really hurt. Look, I'm just trying to give back to this small community and try to make a monument, an object that both locals and the people who pass through here every year can admire and make them reflect on the history and the culture of this place. And I'm just a little disappointed that somebody lacks vision enough to do so callous.
It could be anybody. It could be your ex-girlfriend, for all I know.
Oh, Sherry? She would.
Well, it could be Sherry. I don't know is the point. It could be one of any number of people.
While you're having this conversation, by the way, could each of you give me a spot hidden roll?
Yes, of course.
I can try. Oh, I succeeded. 27.
I did not. At the mention of Sherry, my eyes brim with tears, taking away my ability to spot anything hidden.
She took your dog. She took your truck.
Some of the bumper stickers.
Yeah. Okay.
Couldn't even reapply them. She just didn't want him to have them.
His Big Johnson t-shirt collection.
Oh, yeah. Ran off with somebody, thinks he's so cool just because he's a guitar player in the string cheese incident. Well, I'm just making one of the more important works of civic art on the entire Eastern Seaboard. So let's see if we can get that to come to fruition.
I'm sure she'll regret it.
The best revenge is living well.
Anyway, I pass, Scott.
Okay. So what you notice is... Well, it's not so much that you become suddenly aware of it, but it's more a gradual realization as you're having this conversation and looking around that there's something unusual about this drizzle and this mist. Maybe it's not that unusual, but the mist does seem to be coming off the water, what you thought was drizzle coming down. Actually, you realize now seems to be coming up. And where you do notice little droplets and particles of it, I mean, just almost microscopic bits of it, every now and then you catch a bit of a sight of metallic sheen or something like that, but it definitely seems to be rising.
It's evaporating faster and getting into the water. Seems to be reacting pretty quickly.
Alden's blabbering on. So if I get a grant, I mean, who knows? This goes well, then I could probably do another one of these in Wilmington. And, do an unveiling down at Piccolo Spoleto. You seem distracted.
Do you see that? The mist is kind of shiny.
Oh. Huh. And Alden kind of holds out his hand and is like, Does it like cling to?
A little bit, yeah. Your fingers feel a bit greasy.
Oh, God, maybe there was some sort of spill here. Is this... Robin, should we be out here?
Probably not.
And I think that's a very good point to cut down to our two divers.
Who are no doubt goofing, like punching at each other and stuff like that under the water. Can we talk to each other? I imagine we can, right?
Probably would have.
Yeah, I don't know much about diving technology, but I assume you have radios of some kind.
Hmm.
I don't know how that works with the breathers, but...
The movie I watched last night had them talking, so...
Then it's got to be real.
You're down like 30 feet, but you're somehow rigged up like it's the abyss.
Yeah, exactly. It'll just be hard to articulate our hand signals.
Right, right.
So I watched Deep House yesterday, so I think they talked, so we'll talk too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking to the base of the structure to at least orient ourselves.
Yeah, I'm looking for shells.
Pretty shells. You've got a bag after all.
Yeah, so I'm a bag of shells.
And of course, I'll be looking for the arms that fell off.
Okay, then, well, let's have a spot hidden roll from Billy, first of all, to see whether you find any cool shells.
Nice.
This is the roll of the game here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 16. Yeah, hard success.
Nice.
So, yeah, you're rooting around there in the silt and the bottom of the sound. And you can find, yes, a few shells and items of interest. Some of them do look a bit weird.
Hmm. Okay. I'm willing to fight a hermit crab for a good one. So, yeah, I'll take them all. I'll just start stuff them in my bag. I'm going to plan to do like a macaroni type display at the bottom of the base. Just my own little artwork on the bottom.
Nice.
Secret art display. I love it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, some of these shells that you're finding, or some of them may not even be shells. You're not quite sure what they are.
Hmm.
But you're not convinced you've really seen anything like them before.
I'll look around for more of them, the odd special rare ones. Maybe maybe they're worth a bit. So good for a nice showcase for my art sort of thing.
On a hard success, yeah, you can find plenty to scoop up.
Excellent. Not even looking for the arms anymore. I'm just looking for these seashells. I'm just wandering off into the distance.
Harvey's not really noticing that because he's panicking a little bit. Just even though nothing's happening, he's just not that comfortable diving. So I think the deeper they get, he's just feeling just a little bit like his heart's starting to race. He's worrying like, am I breathing too fast? Am I going to run out of air, 20 feet below the water here?
Well, it doesn't help that the visibility isn't as good as it was the last time you were down here. Maybe that's because it's overcast. Maybe it's because of the sheen on the water.
Yeah.
But you're also getting little tricks of the eye every now and then from your peripheral vision. I mean, not that you can see too much in the way of peripheral vision because of the size of your mask.
Yeah.
But up ahead in the gloom, there are just things every now and then moving the water. Maybe they're fish swimming past, or maybe it's just silt moving around. But, yeah, just shapes or something moving in the water that you're not quite sure about.
Noticing that, I will look to see if I can spot Billy.
Okay, yeah, give me a spot hidden roll then to see whether you can see him in all the gloom.
Okay. I failed that, so I'm going to talk to him through our technology, whatever it is, and say, hey, Billy, I lost visuals here. Where are you?
I'm near you. Have you seen any shells? Like, just look at your feet and have a look around.
No shells. There's some weird fish. It's creeping me out a little bit, to be honest. Could you get up here? Over here? I don't know where the fuck you are. Are you near the bottom?
I'm just in this crevice. Just wave so I can see you.
All right. He's waving, but like being conscious of not doing the panic wave signal.
Yeah, you wave, but you can't see each other, like I say, down there in the gloom. Harvey has found his way over, however, to the base of the statue.
Good.
Where it's anchored into the seabed. You can see that, again, it looks quite pitted. And, in fact, it looks as if its structural integrity is failing quite badly. Ooh. There's a bit of it that seems to be buckling at the centre, and you're not sure that it's going to be able to take the weight of the statue above for that long.
Shit, Billy. I'm going to stay put. I'm at the base of the structure. You just find me as fast as you can. This is a no-go. This project's done. We got to start from scratch. This fucking thing's going to collapse. Something in the materials Alden bought is fucked. This shit can't stand up to water. I don't know what it is, but this is going to collapse.
Can we reinforce it? Stick some struts up? Some buttresses?
I don't think so. Scott, would I need a welding roll to know that this isn't something that's going to need spot repairs?
Yes. Give me a welding roll.
I just want to roll that as many times as possible. And I rolled a 97, which is not a fumble, but it's an ugly fail. Yeah, I'm 60 in welding.
You're not really sure looking at it. Maybe you could make it work, but yeah, you're not sure.
Yeah, I think because my specialty is more dry welding, I'll say, Billy, I really need your advice here because I think we could probably do it above the water, but I don't know if we can make these spot welds underwater. It's pretty corroded, buddy.
Well, I'll head over. Can I see the statue from where I am? Can I just head towards its shadow?
Yeah, you swim out of the little crevice that you were in, and you've lost your bearings completely at this stage. Again, there's something about the water. It's darker than you'd expect, and it's just every now and then, as you're looking around, it's almost like you're seeing something large or shapeless moving through it, and then you look in that direction, it's gone. Maybe it's just shadows from up above.
You've been kicking up the mud. I told you to pick up your feet when you're... Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I was trying to move around so you could find me. I don't know, like I should have brought my whistle. I probably couldn't blow it anyway.
You can't blow underwater, no. That's,
it seems like I should stay here because I have an actual landmark. You find me. I'll wait.
I'll do laps. If you find any shells, I'll appreciate it if you just pick them up.
Oh, yeah. What I'll do is I'll put the shells in the fucking garbage I find, and then I can please you and Robin instead of doing the job, Billy.
Harvey, calm down. I know you're scared. I know it's getting to you, but just calm your tits, right?
Look, don't tell anybody I'm scared. I'm Harvey Danger, goddammit.
Well, act like it. Come on. Some balls.
So I think I'm going to actually sit. If the structure has a base that I can sit on, I'm just going to try to sit down there.
Yeah. I'm assuming there's a sort of concrete base that it all connects to.
I'd like to sit on that.
Now I'm just picturing the sad Pablo Escobar meme, but with Harvey sitting at the bottom of the water at the base of the statue.
Mm-hmm. He's thinking about if I had just known how to do the accounting for Weld actually, I wouldn't be here.
You could give me a spot hidden roll while you're there, just to see if you notice something.
Yeah. I'm sure it's fine with all the strange shadows. I failed with 82, but I think I'm actually going to get restless and want to swim out and see if I can find Billy.
Oh, okay.
I should have checked my spot hidden number before I said that. Oh, fuck. I failed.
You go swimming out to look for Billy. And again, it is gloom all around you.
Is our light reflecting back? It's just too murky.
There's certainly something funny about the way the light moves through the water. But there's a bigger problem in that as you're looking around, you can feel your back shake, almost as if something's punched you in the back.
Billy, what the fuck?
And as you look around, you can just see bubbles going up to the surface.
Shit, Billy, did you just hit me?
No, Harvey, I'm not even near you. You all right?
And with that, your breather, your mouthpiece, starts filling up with water.
Oh, shit. Okay. I am going to hearken back to my one dive lesson to figure out what to do here. I think the wisdom would be to try to surface, right? Because we're not very deep. I'm having this problem with the water filling up the breather. So I'm going to try to, as calmly as I can, surface.
You do at least have the fact that the bubbles are heading up, or at least they should be heading up, to give you some guidance, even if you got completely turned around.
Good, yeah.
But yeah, let's still have a... I'll give you a choice here of either a swim or a diving roll.
I'm better at swim, so I'll take a swim roll.
Okay.
God damn it. I rolled 87. Oof. I'm weighed down by the equipment, so I want to shed some equipment. I think I'm panicked enough. I want to shed some equipment and try to do the swim again.
Then give me that push roll.
I rolled the same 87. Oh my God, this is terrible.
So yeah, you got all turned around, and even with the bubbles going up, you weren't actually heading towards the surface, but you've shed your equipment, you've managed to get your tank off, and there, as it's dropping down, you can see that corrosion has pitted through your tank now as it's heading down. And as you head for the surface, you're getting closer, but that water is getting into your mouth, it's getting into your nose, and you... involuntarily, as you break the surface, just take in this deep breath, and you're choking. You've breathed in a whole mouthful of the water, and you're coughing it up, vomiting it up.
Yeah. Do I need to make a sanity roll? I feel like Harvey's just incredibly panicked right now.
I think that seems entirely reasonable.
Okay. At least you let me surface, Scott. I do appreciate that bit of it.
I won't kill you before Arena has a chance to.
I appreciate that.
I passed my sand roll, actually.
So, yeah, you are managing to keep the panic under control and you don't lose any sand.
Yeah, I think because I did make it to the surface, yeah.
But I will inflict a little bit of damage from the choking.
Sure.
It's only got to be a D2. 2 points of damage.
How did the water taste, Scott?
Foul and metallic.
Okay, yeah.
If it's corrosive, I assume bad.
Yeah, if you said delicious, I was just going to start slurping it up.
Delicious would have been worse, wouldn't it?
It's RC Cola.
It has hints of dark cherry and bourbon.
Well, for failing two pushes, I'm very happy with this result of losing 2 points.
What Robin and Alden can see is over on the far side of the statue from where you are, as you'd be watching this vapor and working out whether it poses any existential risk, is all of a sudden there is this burst through the surface of the water, and you can hear splashing and choking and vomiting sounds from often the near distance.
Oh dear. Okay. Alden will get behind the helm of the boat and just like rev it up and begin to slowly tool over to where Harvey's breached the surface. Like, Harvey, you okay?
Just struggling.
I would assume not.
Thrashing.
You can at least find him by the splashing and the choking sounds.
Yeah.
I'm going to put gloves on before I help him into the boat.
That might be a good idea, because he has taken his mask off in the panic, and you can see that his face looks quite reddened, as if something in the water has irritated his skin. Obviously, the rest of him is covered with the wetsuit, but yeah, his face, the skin definitely looks irritated.
Was it the same kind of metallic stuff down there, Harv?
It's toxic. We shouldn't have gone down there.
Okay, calm down, Britney Spears.
But something slammed into my back, too. I don't think it was Billy. There's something down there.
How do you know?
What do you mean there's something?
Harvey could give me an intelligence roll if you want, just to see whether you can work something out.
Okay. Work out whether he has a bout of madness. God damn it. 83.
Then I have nothing to tell you.
Great. So we got to get Billy out. It's something. It's like a toxic spill down there. There's these shadows. And I don't know if it was like a fucking dolphin, but something swam into my back hard, knocked my mouthpiece out.
They are the bullies of the deep. They come down in these cricks and they're out here. Okay.
So something is swimming around in something toxic, which yes. means that not only has this art project contaminated the water, but it could be irrevocably damaging the wildlife down there.
Robin, I mean, look at his face. I don't mean to freak you out, Harvey, but I mean, is there something radioactive in there? This is looking like a Chernobyl situation.
When he says that, do I become aware of my face hurting or anything like that?
Your face at the moment is tingling more than hurting. It maybe feels like the beginning of a bad sunburn.
Yeah, there's... What's going on with my face? Do you have a mirror? Or he's trying to, like, grab someone's phone to look at himself in the reverse photo.
While he's doing that, I'm going to pull out my Geiger counter.
Okay. Yeah, you test with the Geiger counter and there's no radiation you can pick up.
Okay, so calm down. It's not Chernobyl.
Yeah.
So at least whatever you motherfuckers spilled into the water, it's not radioactive. So at least there's that.
Robin, this wasn't us. We're not dealing in toxic materials out here.
Did you cut corners on your budget with the recycled metals we had you use?
The only people cutting corners on the budget are the county commissioners, okay? I work well within the limits I was given. I'm not using quicksilver and carcinogenic slurry in my art project. What in the hell is going on here? Is there some sort of standpipe we broke or something?
I don't know, but where's Billy? You two went down together. Where is he? Did you kill him and bury him in the sand?
What? No, he told me he found some... You know how he is with the fucking shells and carries that...
Oh God, not the shells again.
Yeah, he was collecting shells.
If he makes another shell-covered photo frame for me this year, I swear I'm going to shove it up his ass.
Well, Alden, the base is corroded. It's not just the arms, man. Like, the whole bottom of this fucking sculpture is being eaten away. This isn't us. This is like a fucking Exxon or something. This is bigger than us.
What in the holy hell? This whole thing's going to slough off and tip over. Oh, my yeah. God.
And now that you look over at it, the deer does seem to be at a slightly jauntier angle than you remember.
Oh, no.
We got to call the news.
Yeah, yeah. We got to get out ahead of this. We got to let them know that we got an ecological and aesthetic catastrophe out here. They might interview us on Wavy TV 10. Oh,
my God. Yeah, Robin. We got to get our story straight. Not that we're lying, but... We got to have a good message to... Well, maybe we should find Billy first.
This seems like the perfect opportunity to cut down to Billy. There, down below the surface. So Billy has lost contact at this stage with Harvey and is there in the gloom.
Kind of enjoy myself.
Finally, some privacy.
Yeah.
These shapes you can see moving around you. Yeah. It's not so much like there are big things in the water. It's more like there are gradations of opacity in the water. Sometimes it looks like you're seeing for some distance. Sometimes it's occluded. And it could just be silt coming off the bottom. But there's something about the way it's moving, something about the way it's undulating, that almost makes you think that you're looking at something living.
Is that all around me or is that in one direction?
No, it's all around you.
Oh, it's all around me. Okay.
Do you want to give me a sand roll?
Yeah, I'd love to. That's 32, that's a pass.
So you are keeping it together at the moment. Even then, there is still this feeling that, yes, there is something quite wrong here. Mm-hmm. And in the darker bits of this movement, you do every now and then catch glimpses of something, little points of light or something reflective within it that seemed to shift around, again moving almost as if you're looking at some kind of aquatic animals, but just the colour of them and the way they're moving in the darkness, there's something quite wrong about the whole thing.
Can I see the structure now, or is it still too obscured?
You do make your way over to the structure because you had some idea of where it was. And you can see certainly that the corrosion has affected the metal structure down here. It seems to be collapsing very slowly, but you can see bits of it giving almost in real time.
Yeah, so that's a hazard, really, and Robin would be probably upset about that. So it would probably be easier just to have a controlled collapse of that structure. I'm concerned about this sort of silt clouds, but I don't want this to be dangerous to a ship or anything as well, so I'm just going to try and push it over.
Before you do that, can I just have a spot hidden roll off you to see whether you notice something near there?
Yeah, nice and low at 40. Absolutely not at 83.
Okay, so yes, you're completely oblivious to this, which I'm sure will be fine. But you're then going to just try to push the structure over.
Yeah, if it's dangerous, then I'll make sure. I'll shout out to Harvey first to make sure he's clear. I'll just say, clear, Harvey, get away from the structure. It's going to have to come down.
You don't hear any response.
I'll give him a count of 10, and I'll just push it. Because it's coming down anyway, so...
Okay.
Push it in a direction that's away from where I think the boat is.
What, are you sort of anchoring yourself on the concrete base and then pushing the metal struts?
Yeah. Just shoving it, yeah.
Then give me a strength roll.
67. I'll spend some luck for that. Oh.
I was so looking forward to either a fumble or a fail push on this one, but...
Unfortunately not.
So you do get it collapsing. It's not going all at once, but you are sure that you've sped the process along, that some of these struts that were bending in places now seem to be shearing through. And certainly those of you on the surface can see the slow sinking and collapse of this statue as it is beginning to disappear below the waves.
Should have called it Atlantis, Alden.
Oh, dear.
Shit. I'll put a hand on Alden's shoulder. Just be like, it sure was pretty while it lasted. Shit. I hope Billy's not getting crushed by that. The dolphins fucking knocked it over. God. We need to get him out of there, though. My face is really tingly.
And I do want to see how well Billy gets away from all this, because this is a big metal structure, so it's obviously creating a bit of suction as it goes down that is pulling you towards the collapse.
Okay.
Do you want to give me either a swim or a diving roll to get clear of this safely?
Sure, I've got a diving of 65. So. That's 42. Yeah, the pass.
Even with all the sudden currents and all the silt that's being thrown up by the collapse, you do manage to find your way to the surface.
I'll swim over to the boat and I'll just have a big grin on my face and I'll just try clambering on board. Mission accomplished.
So, what was the mission exactly?
To make it safe, right?
No. The mission was to retrieve arms, A, evidence of vandalism, B, and C, anything other than knock over my dang statue.
I thought it was a safety thing.
As you're saying this, you can just see the deer's antlers disappearing below the surface.
No, oh.
Alden, great news. You can just refer to it as the lost statue of Roanoke, and you can have people writing conspiracy theories about it. Congratulations.
Great. Maybe they can write a hackneyed outdoor musical drama about my statue as well. Look, Robin, and I'm now really agitated, Robin, you got a little sample of whatever this goop is, yeah?
I did, and then it melted through my container.
It's gone?
I hold up the evidence container.
Okay.
I've got some in my belly. Maybe they could pump my stomach.
Yeah, Harv here swallowed some, so maybe we can get him to the hospital and they can figure it out.
You need medical attention, and more importantly, we need to let the county commission know that we are not liable for what just happened. Some joker has pumped this corrosive goop out into the sound.
Well, Alden, I have more good news for you. I think we have evidence of vandalism now, pointing to Billy.
Hey, I didn't see any arms down there at all. I don't know what's happened to the arms. I think the dolphins might have taken them.
See, it's the fucking dolphins. I told you, you got to go down there to know it for yourself. But did you find my tank down there?
Dolphins.
I can't afford another tank.
I didn't see that, sorry. I got these, though. I'll hold up the bag of shells. Some of these are crackers. Look at these.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The bag seems to be wriggling around as you hold it, as if some of the shells have got occupants.
You got crabs, Billy?
Well, yes, but not, you know, look, that bartender's got a lot to answer for. None of that's true, by the way.
Well, dump them out on the deck. What the fuck's in there?
Right. I'll just throw them down.
As you look down at the deck and getting ready to dump them out, you can see that there is a bit of water on the deck now. Mm-hmm. Perhaps a bit more than you'd expect from the drizzle.
Shit.
We spring a leak?
So I think we should make haste back to shore so we can get out of this boat so we don't sink into the acidic water.
Yes.
And I'm going to have to get someone from the EPA out here because this is above my pay grade.
Yeah, as usual, Robin speaks wisdom. And I get behind the helm and rev it up and try to get us back to shore.
You rev it up and the engine goes...
Oh, Lord.
And shall we leave things there until next time?